USA Radio News with John Hunt.
During this time of marches over the death of George Floyd and inequality, Dr. Anthony Fauci spoke on MSNBC about things that minority populations need to be better protected against the coronavirus.
There's a much higher rate that give you a greater risk for serious disease among minority, particularly the African-American population. That's diabetes, that's blood pressure increases, hypertension, obesity. So what we need to do as a society immediately is to make sure that the resources to give them the best possible chance with identification, isolation, and contact tracing to prevent the spread within those populations.
Dr. Fauci also shared his concerns regarding the protesters not practicing, about the protesters not practicing proper social distancing or wearing masks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Joe Biden has now secured more than 1,991 delegates, which is enough to clinch the Democratic nomination. Biden called it an honor to compete for the nomination against one of the most talented groups of candidates the Democratic Party has ever fielded. He also said he's proud to say we're going into this general election a united party. Biden picked up a sizable delegate haul in the primaries this week in the District of Columbia, Indiana, Maryland, Montana, New Mexico, and Pennsylvania. Biden became the presumptive nominee on April 8th when Bernie Sanders suspended his campaign after losing the Wisconsin primary. Tropical storm Cristobal advanced toward the U.S. Gulf Coast, bringing heavy rains that have already caused flooding and mudslides in Mexico and Central America. The National Hurricane Center said the storm is expected to slowly strengthen until it makes landfall. Tropical storm force winds could arrive as early as tonight. Hurricane Center said the storm should cause heavy rains from East Texas to Florida this weekend and into early next week. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Facebook is changing their rules to get rid of hate speech on their site, and USA's Wendy King has the details.
Facebook has removed nearly 200 social media accounts linked to white supremacy groups that plan to encourage members to attend protests over police killings of black people. The accounts on Facebook and Instagram were tied to the Proud Boys and the American Guard, two hate groups that are already banned on the platforms. Earlier this week, Facebook announced the removal of a handful of other accounts created by white supremacists who'd been posting on Twitter as members of Antifa. They also took out some fake accounts that were trying to manipulate the public in Africa and Iraq.
The State Department, local governments, and at least 50 candidates running for election in 2020 are using email software that the National Security Agency says is being exploited by Russian government hackers. Ariel, a Silicon Valley security firm, says in its report that candidates and government agencies are using the software, leaving themselves vulnerable to the same Russian operatives who hacked the Democrats to interfere in the 2016 presidential campaign. It is not known at this time if the entries identified in the report have been victimized. The NSA noted that many users have failed to patch their systems, leaving a flaw that gives hackers pretty much an attacker's dream access. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.